Well, good evening, gentlemen. I want to give a quick update on redemptive unity. A few months ago, we talked about why are we talking about this? And we said, well, first and foremost, it's God's will and it's in God's word that we would love others because we've first been loved. And that includes loving those that are like us and those that are not like us. And secondly, we talked about that the world literally is moving here, that Johns Creek and this whole surrounding area is much different than it was 20 years ago. And we see that where we live, where we work, and where we play. So one update that I want to share with you is that we've been doing focus groups with those from other ethnicities of people who are coming to Perimeter. And it's been a great time of kind of continuing on our journey of listening and learning. We're doing groups with Koreans. We've done one with Chinese, with Indian, with African American, and we've got a few more that we're going to be doing. So hopefully maybe the next month I can give you some updates. But it's been a great opportunity to listen to them about what has helped them in terms of being part of Perimeter, and what are some of the challenges, and even how can we reach those of some of their same ethnicities. And the second thing is really an invitation, and that is back in the fall, we did with our staff Oneness Embraced Learning Lunches. And many of you know Tony Evans. Tony Evans has a great, it's actually a book and a video series called Oneness Embraced. And as a staff, we met for 3 weeks, three Wednesdays, and we showed his videos, and we just dialogued and just talked together about some of these issues. And the feedback we got from our staff was outstanding. And the main thing we heard over and over was, thank you for providing a safe place for me to come and learn and dialogue. So we're going to do it again starting February 22nd, and we're not just doing it with staff. We're opening up and inviting officers as well as lay leaders, and we're even going to invite some of our Unite partners, churches from other ethnicities. So I want to invite you. That'll start on February 22nd. It's Wednesdays at lunch for 5 weeks. You don't have to come to every one. But I think Drew will be sending out an email as a follow-up to this meeting like he always does. And there'll be a link to sign up. So I want to invite you and your spouses as well are welcome to come. It's a great place, again, just to kind of continue on our learning journey. All right? Thanks.
Sorry, they didn't clap for you. Speaking of Drew Warner, Drew, are you up now, Beth? Okay. By the way, we want to say thank you for putting those notes together. I've never thought you were that detailed, but it's amazing. So,
thank you, Bob. A couple things. First, on the heels of Chip's invitation to the Oneness Embraced Lunches. A lot of you guys may have seen the email that we sent out last week on the Love Where You Live follow-up, the sermon series that was done a couple of months ago. Deborah Potter in the Community Outreach Department really thought it would be good and helpful to offer the opportunity for us to talk and dialogue about what does that really look like at a practical level. To love where we live. And so that's what the purpose of the lunch is. It's this Sunday right in this room. And we thought for the officers, it could also be an opportunity for you to connect with some of the folks that you're shepherding, have lunch with them. And, you know, the focus of the lunch is practical. So Deborah and Jackie Dieter coordinated having a panel. Chip and Leanne Sweeney are going to be on the panel. My wife Laura and I will be on the panel. Caleb Martin, one of our residents in the shepherding department, will be on the panel as well. And I think Deborah, and then Jeff Norris, Bob Cargo, and Caleb Click will be in the room and be available for part of the dialogue. So if that's something that you guys would be interested in to really flesh out, what does it look like to love where I live in a practical way, this will be a great opportunity. So just heads up on that. The reason Bob asked me up here is it's actually hilarious to me that, well, I'll get to that in a minute. Thinking about us as officers, elders and deacons, you know, the main thing, this is really about getting back to the main thing. We're asked to do a lot of different things in our roles, but the main thing is caring for our people, shepherding the flock in word and in deed. And so that includes all of us. And, you know, for me, and probably for you as well, I lose sight of that, this idea of shepherding and contacting our people and staying connected. The best way for us to shepherd our people, if we want them to stay connected to Jesus and to grow in their relationship with Christ, one of the best things that we can do for them is just to stay connected with them and just find out how are they doing and encourage them and how can we be praying for you. And I'm not all that great at that. I'm okay with it, but the thing that I'm terrible at is following up kind of through the entire process and making a note in the system. We've talked about that over the last couple of years. But just so we as a church staff can know, this family, this person, this household is being shepherded. And so when difficult things happen, you know, we can tell there's been contact, there's been communication, and here are some of the things. Those things have been noted, and that's helpful for us as a church to be able to shepherd people well. So there are a couple things. The reason why I'm up here this evening is to do a follow-up. First of all, last month, Brandon Huff took us back through the shepherding app and did some training on that. For a lot of us that have or have not been using the app, just to help us figure out what does that look like. And we sort of ran out of time, so we did a quick thing on that last month. We thought this month, how about we do it again? We'll come back to it. And they asked me to do it, which is why I think it's hilarious, because I'm not an IT guy, and to go through the app and go through this. But I think that the guys in our department thought, well, from a layperson sort of non-IT perspective, that might be helpful for guys from a different perspective. So we're going to do that for a few minutes, and then we'll talk about sort of a revision casting and how to encourage us and equip us in shepherding our people. So let's see. I think Brandon, where's the... So it's the plug over here. Switch. Oh, is there a... This one? Oh, use that one. Well, they're both handhelds. Okay, but I can... Okay, then I can talk to that one. All right. So I'm going to plug my phone in. So we should be able to see what's on my screen. Right. This is what I'm looking at all the time. You mean your phone doesn't do that all the time? Unplug it and plug it back in? Okay. Yeah. Well, we may not need it. Oh, there we go. All right. Hey, this is what happens when you send emails out regularly to like 300 people. That's good. I do need to check my email. Can anybody top that? I'm just curious. Yes, Chuck. Good. All right, so maybe we'll start from the beginning. Does anybody not have... So here's the shepherding icon right there. And, you know, it's really not an app. It's a website that you can upload to make it look like an app. Does anybody... Has anybody had any trouble getting to that point where you have it appear as an app? Can you see it right next to the Amazon? Is everybody good on that? Okay, you're not. Okay, so the way to get that up on your screen is to go to your web browser. If you're on an Apple phone, then you would type in ministry platform dot perimeter. .org and hit go. So it's ministryplatform.perimeter.org. Is that right, Brandon? /shepherding. Right after perimeter.org, do /shepherding. Okay, there it is. Is everybody there who needed to be there? Anybody having trouble getting there? What'd you say? Should be. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I will do that. I just learned that 2 days ago. Brandon helped me with that. I feel like a new man. That was awesome. I was having to enter my username and password every single time I go in, and you guys can relate to that. Does everybody have the website up? Ministry platform dot? Oh, it's not. That's probably because everybody's trying to do it at the same time, right? That's what's happening. So what'd you say, Brandon, to go in via cellular? Would that may be too much. Do you want one of these mics, Brandon?
I got one. So if you're able to turn off your Wi-Fi, you can. If you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. Enough people should be able to do that. You can just use your cellular to connect if we're overloading the Wi-Fi here. So
the way to turn off your Wi-Fi, just FYI, go into settings. Turn it off there. Go into cellular. Turn that on. Did I just turn it off? Okay. There we go.
Go back one screen, Drew. See where it says Wi-Fi number 2, the second option there? Yours is already off. So you're good, Drew.
Okay, I'm good. Anybody else good? Well, the main, I guess, who's stuck? Who's kind of frozen over here? Chuck, a couple of you guys. Michael. what we can do, if you're stuck, it may be helpful. You may be able to learn as we go through it, but we can do it afterwards when not everybody's on Wi-Fi at the same time. So come see Brandon. I'll probably be with my guys in the breakout, but can they come up to you afterwards if you still have questions? Okay. Here's how you get the icon loaded. It's that little box right down in the middle with the arrow pointing up. You hit that button, and you see the little square with the plus sign in it. It says add to home screen. You hit that, and then you just click add. See, it just came up to the right of Tile, my Tile app. Now, it looks like an app, so it's there. Is that understandable? Everybody get that? Do you want to see how to get your username and password to automatically load? go to settings on your phone. I don't know how this works if it's not an Apple, but my guess is it's probably the same. Brandon, you may. Yeah, well. Just out of curiosity, how many of you guys are Apple? And then how many are non-Apple? How about that? Okay, so if you have an Apple phone, or try to follow along if you don't have an Apple phone, go to settings. Scroll down to your, for Apple, it's Safari, your browser. Scroll down to Safari. So you click on Safari. In that next bank, right under where it says General, click on Passwords. Well, I have one in here that's not. It's a fake one. So I'll just show you. I clicked on this OLM training. What you guys could do is add password. You click on add password. And then the website that they would type in would be ministryplatform.perimeter.org. Okay. So right there, if you type in ministryplatform.perimeter.org, under where it says website, just to the right, and then type in your username and your password and save it. Then when you do that and you go back and you click on the icon, it should be loaded when it comes up. Your username and password should be already loaded. Anybody have any questions as we're doing that? Is that confusing? How is that working for the non-Apple phones? Does that follow with the Androids and stuff or not? So are you guys good on that? Are we good to move on, or do we need to stay on this for a minute? All right. So you did that, and even after you did it, the username and password is still not loading? Yeah, I'll walk through it one more time. Are you on a Mac or an Apple, Tom? Okay. So under settings, go down to Safari. Click on passwords. Now, I will say, some of the guys, this happened, we did this earlier with the Johns Creek lead elders, and I think some of them had the icon saved having used the ministryplatform.perimeter.org/shepherding. Brandon, so if they saved the icon with that link, but then they typed ministryplatform.perimeter.org without the slash shepherding, would that make a difference? It should make a difference.
I just went through the same thing.
Yeah.
Go back one more step, Drew.
Yeah.
Go back one more step. Also, if you go down to see the autofill option under passwords, so you're under General,
Okay.
You've got passwords, click the autofill.
Yeah.
You're going to want to make sure names and passwords is turned on there in the middle. I think that's one step that we did yesterday too, or Tuesday. And that should do it.
Okay. Did you guys get that? Under autofill, make sure that names and passwords is turned on so that you can do that. I know this is kind of taking a little bit of time now, but this will save you guys, you know, while you're on the road and you're trying to access information. So that's, you're good, Tom? Thank you. Okay, good. Thank you, Tino, too. All right. So everybody, let's try to go into the app or the website, if you can. Now, we may get frozen up here. We'll see. I'm not going anywhere. Okay, there we go. So, and you know, a lot of you guys are familiar that you can search by flock, you can access your parish and the entire church. So if you're looking for somebody that is not in your flock or in your parish, you can hit all and, you know, type in their last name followed by a comma and then their first name. And if you misspell the name, it won't show up. So if the last name is Stevens and you type S-T-E-V-E-N-S, and it doesn't show up, you may need to go back and type PH and try it that way. If they're a regular attender, and you're just like, I know they're here, they've been here for 10 years, but if they're a regular attender, it's possible they're not a member yet, they may not be in here. So if this is for members, church members, it's not, doesn't include regular attenders. So I'm going to click on My Flock, and I'm going to show you, there was been a couple questions asked about this. You see how it says My Flock and then My Downline? Not all of you guys have that. I think the guys that have that are the lead elders, potentially. And what that is, the downline are the households that your elders are shepherding. So that's like the big umbrella under your care as a lead elder. So we've had lead elders ask, what is my downline? Your flock is, it looks like that's the end, like where are the rest of my people? But if you scroll down, there are arrows, and you can hit that arrow, and it'll go to the next page. So it just continues. Your flock and your downline continue going. Is that helpful? Is that good? Does that explain that? So if I'm going to make a note, so Jeff Myers is one of my lead elders. You know, there's all, if I need to contact Jeff, I can click on his name and his phone will pull up, his email. That's these little icons. The phone is his phone number, his mobile phone number. The middle is his email address, and the last would be his mobile for texting. If you hit any one of those, it'll take you right to what you want to do there. If you need to make a note after talking to him, right here you can click on New Note. And under note type, you hit that little down arrow and you can pick, you know, did I send him a text message? Did he text message me and we messaged back and forth? Was it an email? Was it a letter or mail, phone call, whatever? You can pick the one your form of communication. And that's really all you have to do. It's optional if you want to leave a little bit of content in terms of what the conversation was about. If there's a challenge or a struggle that you're helping them with, you can say, you know, they're having a tough time. I was able to pray with them over the phone. Kind of the cool thing, let me see if this will work. Do you guys use the little microphone? See the little microphone thing? You can dictate your note without even, you know, typing. So I talked with Jeff on the phone. They're doing well, period. We'll check back with him next month, period. So there you go. That's a handy-dandy little thing. You can use that for texts or emails or whatever else. So that's helpful. And what I've started doing, because in this training, I have been the worst at making notes. When they asked, Randy Schlichting and Bob Carter and our team met, did a retreat a couple months ago. I was not there, did a half-day planning retreat. And our department said, we really need to put some new emphasis on this just for all of our guys. And so they said, we'll have Drew do it. I wasn't there. And when they came back and told me I was in charge of it, I really laughed because I said, you guys don't know this, but I am probably the worst in the room at making notes. So now you're asking me to, you know, lead the charge in making notes. But that was actually good for me because it caused me to refocus on that. And the last couple months, I have refocused on that. So when I've become very mindful to just make a note if I have a contact with somebody that I'm in conversation with, and it's kind of become a part of, you know, my connection with my people. And a lot of times if you're on the phone, if you're in your office and you've got them on speakerphone, you can make the note while you're on the phone with them. You know, so it's not, and it's actually probably easier to make the note on the phone than it is on the computer. If you have this pulled up on the computer, it's just easier to do on your phone, easier access. So is that helpful? Is there anything else related to using this app that is giving you guys trouble? So we talked about this idea of, I think the biggest challenge that a lot of us have is just the time. And most every guy that I talk to in our parish and across parishes is we feel like we're just not doing enough in terms of connecting with our people. So if you feel that way, you're in a room full of guys that feel that way. And a lot of the area pastors feel that way. So we said, well, what would it look like if when we met during our OLM, we just carved out 10 minutes for our guys to make a phone call or send a text message or send an email to make a connection with somebody in their flock, and then we pray for them, and then we make the note. And it would just help us get some positive momentum. So actually last month in our parish breakout, we did that with our guys, and I was curious how that would work and how it would be received. But it was a good time, and I asked a couple of our guys just to share with you guys. They didn't, you know, have any huge, incredible moments, but I thought it'd be good for all of us to hear what their experience was like. So where's Ben Swain and Randy Hicks? Yeah. I think for all of our guys, and they mentioned it, came away feeling like I got something done tonight. Like I was equipped, I was encouraged, I made contact. We prayed, we gathered, we prayed for our people. We got our lead elders and our groups together. We prayed for the people we just left messages for or sent an email to or whatever. And we felt like, you know, that was good. That was helpful for me. So as our team was talking about that this week, and we said, well, what, you know, we tried it last month. It seemed to work. Why don't we give it a shot with all of our guys this month? And the thought was, you know, what we could do, and we'll do it. We'll take 10 minutes, and you can go wherever you want in the buildings. You can stay in the room. You can do whatever. But it's probably an easy connection, and you could say something like, hey, you know, this is Drew. I just want to let you know I'm at our monthly officers meeting, our elders and deacons, and we're praying for our people tonight, and I wanted to know how could I pray for you? How are you guys doing? Maybe it's been a little while since we've talked, but, you know, is there anything that we can pray for? We're getting ready to go to prayer in just a few minutes. I would think if I was a member of the church getting that phone call, I'd think that's pretty cool, and so that may be helpful. The last thing I'll say is this, an acronym came to my mind last couple weeks ago to help me with this, and I thought, well, I'll share it with the guys. Sometimes acronyms are silly, but sometimes they help us remember things, and so the acronym that came to my mind for this was just CPR. CPR. And if I wanted to put a little tag on it, it could be breathing spiritual encouragement into the lives of those we shepherd. Connect, pray, record. Connect, pray, record. And that's just what we do with our people. We try to make a connection once a month, as often as we can. You know, and a connection, too, is in between services in the church. You see somebody, you can have a quick connect. And you can even tell them, hey, we hang out by the receptionist desk between services. Come say hey. That works. You can record it. So I think, and I don't know, Bob, is there anything else? Yes. So David Hancock, none of his guys are here. So he said, I know who I'm calling. And they've all got good reasons. No, and you know what? Pull up your list. You can look at your list. And for the deacons, a lot of the deacons have widows that you're connected with. You may have people that you're connected with on care teams. You know, elders, it doesn't, and for lead elders, it doesn't have to necessarily be somebody in your flock. It doesn't have to be one of your lead elders. It could be somebody else that you're in a relationship with. It could be somebody in your discipleship group or just somebody that you think in the church might need some encouragement. It may be that nobody comes to mind, and that's okay. You know, this is just an opportunity that we're offering, and maybe that's a time you just start thinking, who should I connect with? There was one other thing I was thinking about.
One of the things we'd like you to do is as you contact the people tonight, one thing you just say is, hey, here at the officers' meeting tonight, and we're gonna take a little time with small groups to pray for you. I have the privilege of praying for you tonight. Is there anything I can pray for you about? Just something that real quick you can do as you contact the people. Once you're done, if you can come back, if you're an elder, accept your group, which goes down to the Midtown Auditorium. The rest of you come back here. The deacons, we're going to ask you to do that as well. But once you're done, Nathan, where are they going?
I think we were not going to do a breakout group.
So you're going to be here. That's fine.
You need us to come back?
No, well, that'd be good.
You guys could get back together and just pray. And if you want to, when your parishes get back together, if you want to take a minute and just say, Anybody have any, you know, that's up to you guys, area pastors. Anybody have anything you want to share? Did you make a connection? Were you encouraged? And then go to prayer and we can pray for our people. Yes, Kipper. Yeah. Yeah. So Jim Labar is here. Where's Jim? Jim's over here. Brandon Huff is in the back. And by the way, thank you, Brandon Huff, for being here. His wife Zoe is about to pop with their next baby. And he wasn't sure he was going to be here. But she's good and he's here. So Jim Labar or Brandon Huff, you can talk to afterwards. Also, we did print extra copies of, we sent a PDF last month as well, and we'll send it again in the recap of the instructions for the app. So if you need to pick one of those up, we've got some up here. Unless there are some people in the church that we don't have their email for. So there are not a lot of them, but they're out there, and that maybe check another one of your contacts and see if their email comes up. Hey, thank you guys tonight. It's been a great night. Hope this will be encouraging to y'all too.